Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations again this morning. This is Brother John Loniker. I'm going to be reading from the book of Philemon this morning from the scriptures for the Daily Inspirations, and I pray that you'll be refreshed by the Word of God. It's the Word of God that gives life and gives hope, gives peace, gives us joy, and gives us strength to walk day by day. So Philemon, it's only 25 verses, but I'm just going to start reading here in verse 19. The Apostle Paul is writing this from prison, and he's writing on behalf of Onesiphorus, which was a servant of Philemon's and apparently had run away. And Paul got a hold of him somehow in prison and ministered the gospel to him. And Onesiphorus got saved, born again of the Spirit of God, became a brother in Christ. And Paul is sending him back to reconcile with Philemon, his master. And so Paul is writing this letter, pleading for Philemon to receive him and to receive him as a brother. And so I'm going to jump in verse 19. He says, I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say thee how. Thou owest me, unto me, even thine own self beside. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. And so I want to focus a little bit on verse 20. It says, yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. And just want to share a little bit on that phrase, refresh my bowels in the Lord. You know, we as Christians have the opportunity to refresh the bowels of other saints. But that bowels means our inner being, our heart. That's what the word bowels means. And so, and we need refreshing. And God uses the children of God to refresh the children of God, their bowels. And so, you know, we, right now here in Ohio, where I live, we are having some very warm weather. And it's nothing like a refreshing cold drink of water on a day like today and this week and this past week that we've experienced in the weather that we have. A good, refreshing drink just is so refreshing. But how much more when we are refreshed by brothers and sisters in the Lord? And how can we refresh the bowels of our brothers and our sisters? And I think the key here, the answer is in verse 21. It says, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. You know, when we see brothers and sisters obedient to the gospel, obedient to the word of God, and doing more than what it says, just going above and beyond, that is very refreshing to the bowels of the saint. You know, it's very disheartening when you hear someone share their that they are a Christian, and yet they are. You look at their life, and you wonder, and you wonder, and you wonder, well, how is that Christ-like? How? Why are they disobedient to the scriptures? Why are they disobeying that scripture? Why are they disobeying that scripture? You know, that's not very refreshing to see. It brings doubt. It brings the opposite of confidence. You know, when we can have confidence in our brothers knowing that they're obeying the Lord, that there's something very, very refreshing about that. And so are we a refreshment? A cold drink, like a cold drink on a warm summer day to our brothers and sisters, this morning I want to encourage you to refresh the bowels of your brothers and sisters in the Lord, that God may be glorified. You know, the opposite of that is disheartening them, discouraging them. And so we need to be careful. Are we able to refresh the bowels of the saints? I'm going to jump back to Philemon verse 7. Verse 6, the Apostle Paul says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. The hearts of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. What do people say about you or me? Are the bowels of the saints refreshed by you, brother or sister or dear listener? So this morning, I just want to encourage you to refresh the bowels of the saints by being a blessing to them, walking in obedience to the scriptures. May God bless you, and thank you for listening.